This is Reverend Bookburn, and when I'm not counseling Senator David Diaperman Vitter or Pastor Ted Methman Hager, I'm broadcasting at VoltaRadio.com, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at VoltaRadio.com. Okay, are we ready?
Yes.
Yes, the big penis microphone is working. Over here, the weapon of ass destruction is working. And finally, the big John Holmes porn star microphone is working. I'm ready when you are. I'm ready now. Okay. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight is the second and final installment of our celebration of National Masturbation Month. Tonight the theme is National Masturbation Month, Maximum Arousal. Got a lot of great tunes. We have the spoken word, the erotic spoken word tracks by our friend and book burner Michelle Phillips. A lot of great tunes, and we're also going to have some tunes and some content about the sillier cultists who we're calling for the end of the world and the rapture, the apocalypse, and all that other silly shit. So we're going to have a goof with that. And, of course, the guy from the IMF, International Money Fund, who's in his own criminal scandal. And all of that is to come. But let's start with a true tribute track to masturbation. This is Masturbator.
Sitting in my house and I know that I'm alone. Feeling kind of horny, got a tingle in my bone. Go and grab a pen, I'll leave the one with Jared Stone. Hey, masturbator. Go a little faster and it's feeling kind of nice. Once ain't enough, so I have to do it twice. You want to spank the monkey, I can give you good advice. Hey, masturbator.
Yeah. about love. Don't think about bright moon, twinkling stars, red wine, silent whispers, holding hands, secret love letters. I think about pure sex, deep sex, hot sex, rough sex, good.
Hey, this is Deborah.
And Keith.
From the band Davey. And you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
This is Halliburton, Ernie, and it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend Bookburn and Pastor Hermaster and John the Craptist. And sadly, Mr. Scott canceled at the last minute, but it's always fun to have him here masturbating with us as well. And we're going to play even more masturbation-friendly tracks. And actually, we're going to play some erotic spoken word by our great friend and book burner, Michelle Phillips. But right before we do that, let's play an end of the world kind of song. And what could be better for the last song before the very end than the Ravenettes doing Uncertain Times?
Some faded years, and I can't hold her. Sunlight. Cover me. I sense you looking at me from the corner of my eye. My hair cascades over my face and falls over my line of vision, but not enough to cancel out your handsome face stealing glances in my direction. We are waiting for the train. Again. Yes, I know, London is a big place. Vast, like the interweb. But I see you every day. I have since a few weeks ago, anyway. It's like we are meeting here without knowing each other's schedule, just meeting up out of sheer necessity to see each other, to reassure each other we are still here. Well, once again, I have to put my pretty face on before the train gets here. This particular day, I rushed down to the platform, nervous I would miss seeing you. It was such a crazy morning with other things to distract my mind, but I never strayed far from knowing, well, hoping that I would see you before we left for our separate ways of who knows what. I almost stumble when I see you, pacing, as if waiting, wondering, are you looking? Are you searching? For me? I collect myself and find an empty seat not far from your frame. I place my sleek black bag on my lap, on top of my black pencil skirt. It hugs my ass and thighs so nicely. I settle in knowing, just knowing that you are there, looking. Liking the view, contemplating, entranced. I slowly pull out my mini cosmetic case, I slowly unzip it, revealing the contents inside. I remove my compact, cheek blusher, and lipstick. I place the new white tissue on my lap and unfold it like a napkin. I place each metallic case on the tissue so as not to get any residue on my skirt. I feel my femininity grow warm. The thought of you staring at me, wondering what I will do next, has me beside myself. Do I look up at you, stare at you directly, see if you will look away, or see if you will stay mesmerized by my next move? I decide to take it slowly. I don't want to scare you away, for goodness sakes, to make it seem like you want me when you are probably just waiting for someone else, for her. Maybe there is someone else to whom you belong. But for now, in this instant, we belong to each other, in this insanely distant, on so many levels, city. With my well-manicured hands, I open the compact. With my well-manicured hands, I open the compact. I apply my foundation slowly, in methodical strokes. I start at my forehead and erase the lines of worry and regret. I work my way down the bridge of my nose, working around to my freckled cheeks and along my cheekbones. I examine my reflection in the mirror. I pause. I lick my lips, moving my face from side to side, moving the mirror all around. With that, I steal a glance. You are staring at me in disbelief. My lips part in surprise, and I look away. God, you are gorgeous. How is it I can have a man like you watching me like this? I talk myself into continuing and to be more bold the next time. Because after all, with an audience like you, I have to be. I want to be. I need to be. Cover me with never-ending sunlight. I reach down and slowly put the shiny gold tube in my hands. I roll it around in my palms so as to warm it, as it has been in its cold container for too long. This way, if I touch it, slowly and with purpose, I will allow it to breathe again, allow it to slide onto my lips more readily. I uncap the cover by turning it slightly and then pulling up. If I pull it up too fast, it might get stuck. This way the cover slithers up and off easily. The metal underneath glimmers in the overhead lights. I place the cover down onto the tissue. I rotate the metal portion and the lipstick inches its way out, peering hesitantly into the world. I urge it out, getting it to just the right height for my application. My lips are dry, parched. I dare not lick my lips, however, as that will ruin the glorious creep of color onto my bottom lip. I hold my breath. I know you are still watching me. I can feel it. I sit up straight. I want you to see the entire outline of my body. I look gorgeous today, and I feel gorgeous for you. For us. I pick up my mirrored compact. I hold it steady in front of our waiting lips. It is then that I look straight at you, and I don't look away. With my eyes locked on yours, I gently glide our lipstick onto our waiting, passion-filled lips. The color illuminates onto the canvas of us. I see the sparkle in your eyes, the glow of love. I hold my breath and breathe you in. The lipstick is now my fingers on your lips. The touch you desire, the ritual you crave, for I am the painter now, and you are my canvas. I dare not lose eye contact with you. I don't even glance into the mirror because I know it's perfect. I know you feel touched without being physically caressed. I know that you enjoy our lips, covered in never-ending sunlight, and I know you have a warm glow always within me.
Happen anywhere, no. Smoking crack. She's a bitch. She's a man. Fuck her.
This is sort of my theme song, I believe. I mean, we can't all be like cool rock and roll stars and stuff like that. Some of us have to be teenage jerk-offs. We'll be right back. something from our new album. It's called Insomnia.
You heard the A's doing Teenage Jerk Off from their live CD from Emerald City in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, 1980. Before the A's, Goldfinger did Fuck Ted Nugent from Liberate, the Benefit compilation CD that benefits PETA. Joy Ryder and Avis Davis did No More Nukes. Erotic spoken word artist Michelle Phillips did Cover Me, Parts 1 and 2. And you're right, Pastor Whoremaster, I believe there is a Part 3. And we will get more from her, hopefully, in the future, including some of her wilder material. Before Michelle Phillips, you heard the Ravenettes doing Uncertain Times. Davey did the Volta radio station ID and the Reverend is in promo. 45 Grave did 45 Grave. Red Cross did Puss in Boots. Lords of Acid did Rough Sex and started off with Artist Unknown doing Master Bater. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. Tonight is National Masturbation Month. Maximum Arousal, and we are not on next Sunday night, so this is our climax to celebrating National Masturbation Month. We are on for the next couple of shows every other week, and yes, a growing pattern, but we want to kind of continue the masturbation theme. And there are supposed to be guests on both planned June shows. And I'm going to say it because they're fairly certain. The first one is on June 5th. And so that will be part one of Beauty and the Beat Off. And from Philadelphia, we will have Tammy Jean, the Beauty Queen, who also does fundraising for good causes, and the second one is June 19th, and that is with somebody you already met if you heard the January show, with Lolo, who has lots of new projects and news, and that will be part two of Beauty and the Beat Off. Part one with Tammy Jean, June 5th, part two with Lolo on June 19th, and beyond that, I don't know what the show themes will be. But, of course, if anything really fucking big happens, we will kind of integrate it into those shows. You know, if the world is rocked in any kind of way. We attempted to get Nikki Benz, as you know, onto the first masturbation show because it was very close to her coming to this area, and she had the fly pretty much instantly out of Philly, was not hanging around an extra couple of days, and so she couldn't come on. And Lisa Ann was in Philadelphia until this morning, and she had to leave. She is probably best known for starring in Hustlers, porn parodies of Sarah Palin, the star of, well, the first one was the biggest one. It came out in October 2008, just before the election. Who's Nailin' Palin? And there's about, I guess, around three other subsequent Palin tapes, all starring Lisa Ann, and, of course, her own kinds of tapes that are without the Palin theme. Anyway, great person. Delightful to meet her. However, she couldn't come on this masturbation show. So, But hopefully those of you who do not buy into the mythology of porn being evil and devilish and perpetrating trafficking and all this other horseshit, and happen to like it, it is highly recommended that you check out Lisa Ann's tapes. And speaking of masturbation, I gotta say it. I say it every year, but I haven't changed my mind and I haven't got sick of it. And even though I don't understand what anybody is saying, you still can't beat Spanish television. And out of the two stations, an emphasis on Univision, the dramas, the soaps, and even the zany laugh-in kind of zany comedy shows are just still out of this fucking world. And so, yes, everybody has their preferences, but I think that's recommended if you're going to masturbate in front of the television. And speaking of masturbators, we were intending to have Mr. Scott on tonight's show and thought that he was going to come, but he had to cancel, and so we will not be having Mr. Scott tonight, although we thought we were. So I wanted to mention that because it's just been crazy with, you know, how to get every guest in and who's really a guest and who isn't and who's going to cancel, etc. We have one birthday and one death. Long, long time friend and book burner, Leela Walla, is going to be celebrating a birthday this week, and we wanted to say happy birthday to her. And we have a death to report. For those who like wrestling, Randy Savage, also known as Macho Man, he died after having a heart attack in a car accident. And if you're friends with Reverend Bookburn on Facebook, you probably saw the absolutely hilarious graphic that somebody tagged the Reverend in. It's Randy Savage preventing the apocalypse, the end of the world, the rapture, whatever the fuck it's called, this 5 minutes, by doing his famous, you know, jump off the top rope and land with the elbow kind of thing on the Lord himself, just when he was about to shit can this particular planet. And it's the funniest graphic in the world. And if there's a link to it, we'll add that to the always updated reverendbookburn.com. Now move to Blogspot, but it'll, if you type the old address, it'll direct you to the new one. But anyway, we'll link it. It's a hilarious cartoon of Randy Savage preventing the rapture. And we'll link that at reverendbookburn.com. And check that out, because we just put up lots of new links and goodies and music videos and informative stuff. Ah, talked out already. But I do want to mention some stuff. In addition to all the end times shit, we wanted to revive the animation idea that came up in some point, because now with a total cultist lunatic, Timothy LaHaye, who sells a lot of books, you know, he's not like that Howard Camping guy. You know, this is a guy who is a large-scale cultist, like almost as big as like Mullah Pat Robertson, you know, or Mullah Jerry Falwell in his day, like big time with the evangelists and Christian fundamentalists. And even though he's a crazy cultist, he is big time. And he wrote the Left Behind series, which is utter lunacy. But in fact, it's even crazier than Howard camping. However, we thought that we would make animated productions of Left in the Behind and Rear End Times. And when we get the animation off and running, and ideally on Adult Swim, you can be assured that after this latest, you know, 150th End Times prediction in my lifetime, these parodies will be a part of the animation project. So keep your eyes open for Rear End Times and Left in the Behind. A shout out to Philly Normal, who did the great and well participated legalized marijuana march yesterday. And there's way too much shit to cover. And we'll get to this later if we can. But the head of one of the most evil entities on the entire planet, the IMF, International Monetary Fund, which through finance and corporate abuse of power dictates nearly the entire world, and of course furthers the suffering and the poverty, the sweatshops, the slave labor, and death and destruction worldwide. Anyway, the IMF head is in a scandal, and it's not a sex scandal, because sex is great. The sex scandals are just that, when it is consensual sex, like some Christian supremacist nutjob who preaches abstinence and moral crusades, and more importantly, repressive legislation for all, and then goes out with the sex worker or his mistress or the choir girl or the choir boy. But this is not a sex scandal, because sex is consensual. He is in a rape scandal for attempting to rape the maid at his very, very ritzy hotel in the U.S. And you probably heard about it. It's all over the news. So we're going to have to rehabilitate him the way we've rehabilitated priests on the show. And he is a lowlife. He's even a bigger lowlife, because not only is he fucking up the world, but he's also an abuser and a rapist. And so we're going to deal with that later if time permits. There's other stuff to cover and other masturbation themes. And it's good to know that this masturbation show has, well, it doesn't have the overt support of Christian cultists or Islamic cultists. Reverend Jimmy Swaggart would never endorse our National Masturbation Month shows, even though he paid sex workers to help him masturbate and turn the pages of the magazines he once banned. But we also have tacit support by the late Osama bin Laden, who, as it turned out, was a porn freak. So, preaching theocratic law, just like the crazy mullahs here, who are Christian supremacists, being anti-sex, anti-birth control, anti-abortion, anti-gay, anti-erotica, anti-sexual freedom, anti-all adult freedoms, he's sneaking little tapes and discs at his home that kind of stood out and was tacitly joining us. So thank you, wankers of Christianity and Islam, for tacitly supporting us and this show, and to all others who globally are celebrating National Masturbation Month. We're going to get on with the celebration with our second set of tunes, the A's in the background. If they're coming through, let's stop that. And let us play a song for the marchers in Philadelphia yesterday at the Legalize Marijuana March and Rally, Philly Normal and other groups. Let's play them a track by Benedict Arnold and the Traitors. This song, the animated video, music video version of which, featuring caricatures of the Pie Man and marijuana prisoner Dana Beale. This track is entitled Death Penalty for Pot.
Hey, man, it's a bummer about your cancer.
Yeah, man, like, I've been puking all night long. And this, like, Marinar doesn't do a damn thing.
How about a bong, man?
Sweet, dude. Hey, man, what's with the guys with the gun?
So dead, come on. I know a dude named Jimmy used to the run up in me. Nighttime, cause he drunk off the Henny and Remy. I didn't mind it when he fucked me from behind. It felt fine, especially when he used to grind it. He was a trick when I sucked his dick. He used to pass me bricks, credit cards and shit. Suck him to sleep, I took the keys to the Jeep. Tell him I'll be back, go fuck with some other cats. Flirting, getting numbers in the summer. Whole hop, raw top, and my man's dropped. And his homie Jimmy, he's screaming, gimme. Lay me on my back, busting nuts all in me. After 10 times we fucked, I think I bust twice. He was nice, kept my neck filled with ice. Put me in Chanel's, kept me out nice. Cold sucking his dick, blocking the mic. It was something about this dude I couldn't stand. Something that could've made his ass a real man. Something I wanted, but I never was pushy. The motherfucker never ate my pussy.
Say what? I don't want dick tonight.
Little Kim, little Kim, bring it to me now.
I know a dude named Ron Dude, push a cue. Had a wild crew on Flatbush and Avenue U. Had a weed spot, used to pump African black. He used to seal his bag so his workers wouldn't tap. I used to see him in the tunnel with buckets of dawn. Whisper in my ear, he wanna get his fuck on me. I dug him, so I fucked him. It wasn't nothing. He wanted me to suck him, but I didn't. I ain't fronting. The sex was whack, a four-stroke creep. I jumped on a dick, rode his ass to sleep. He called next week, asking why I ain't beep him. I thought your ass was still sleeping. He laughed. Told me he bought a new calf. Could he come over right fast and fuck my pretty ass? I'll pass, nigga, the dick was trash. If sex was record sales, you would be double glass. Only way you seeing me is if you eating me. Downtown taste my love like harvest brand. Trying to impress me with your 5G stones. I'll give you 10 G's, nigga, if you leave me alone. Screaming. You ain't licking this, you ain't sticking this, and I got witnesses. Ask any nigga I've been with, they ain't hit shit till they suck their tongue in this. I ain't with that front and shit. I got my own bins, I got my own ends, immediate friends. Me and my girls rock worlds of big niggas. Fuck for car keys and double digit figures. Good dick I cherish, I can be blunt. I treat it like it's precious, I ain't gon' front. But limp dick niggas that's frontin' like they really suck my pussy till they kill me. You feel me?
Y'all.
Eat
George W. Bush, and I approve this message. I was proud to have so many scandals in my administration, and not just the financial ones that were kind of boring, or my brother Neil being a part of the savings and loan scam of the 80s, but the true juicy scandals like Mark Foley hitting on the Page Boys and Pastor Ted Haggard embarrassing our entire administration. And of course, we love the IMF for fucking the world. And of course, now our buddy is in trouble for his own little scandal. But I say the Bush family and our old fellow destroyers of the earth from my administration salute the International Monetary Fund and our friend who is now being paraded all over America. We salute you and thank you for entertaining us. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Give a flying fuck about the people in misery. not good at riddles.
You're not good at riddles?
You heard Porn Orchard doing Why Can't I Touch It from a compilation of cover songs by the Buzzcocks. Before Porn Orchard, you heard Joker 5-Speed doing Destination Meltdown. Bruce Coburn did Call It Democracy. Vice Squad did We Came, We Saw. Lil' Kim did Not Tonight, and started off with Benedict Arnold and the Traitors doing Death Penalty for Pot. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. Tonight is National Masturbation Month, Maximum Arousal. And we discussed some of the sources of maximum arousal, including but not limited to Spanish television, something for everybody, whatever orientation, whatever gender you're attracted to, or whatever. You'll like countless shows on it, my personal favorite is the one where all these adults dressed like school kids and these crazy people who are the teachers walk around like hitting them with sticks, and it's just fucking hilarious. But yeah, Spanish TV, if you like porn and don't subscribe to the mythology that its detractors put out there, our recent attempted to get guests, Nikki Benz and Lisa Ann in particular. And if you need toys and you want to get something that would truly shock the fundamentalist neighbors, go to Divine Interventions, and there's a hyphen between the words, divine-interventions.com, and still available, there's about a half a dozen holy pleasure toys, most notably, I think, the Jesus jackhammer dildo and the baby Jesus butt plug. But you figure out what you think is the most interesting. And we tried to figure out which of Paul Krasner's books this came from, but he wrote a chapter, I believe it was one of his autobiographies. Yes, there's more than one. And or one of his compilations of his own work. Yes, there's more than one, in which he wrote Rapture Schmapture, and goofing on, I guess, three or four end times ago. Yeah, two or three, the whole fucking shit is going to end, you know, incidents that make for good fundraisers by cultists and hysteria pushers, and if we find it, we'll link it, but we didn't find it. But in one of Paul Krasner's books, and all of them are good, look for a piece in particular entitled Rapture Schmapture. A big salute to high school student Amy Myers of Cherry Hill, New Jersey, who has challenged a simpleton who is well, well below her intellectually and pretty much every other way as well, Michelle Bachmann, the crazy and psychotic figurehead to the tea psychos, the tea parties, and other racists and Randian fascists. Amy Myers challenged Michelle Bachmann to a constitution-related debate. Knowing how outmatched she is, Michelle Bachmann, of course, chose not to respond, despite the national coverage that the story got. However, some of her fellow psychos in the Tea Party movement decided that a youth, a minor from Cherry Hill, New Jersey, who only challenged to a debate, deserves death threats and threats of rape. I guess they're influenced by the IMF guy. So, way to go, Bachmann followers. But we salute Amy Myers, and we know you would have kicked ass in that debate. And actually, you could debate any of these idiots and win. The Ron Paul Stooges, the Tea Psychos, Paul Ryan, the guy who wants to fuck up Social Security and Medicare and unemployment and disability and Medicare, Medicaid, and you name it. You could kick their asses. And so, actually, you won. You won by default, because since the opposition are cowards, you win the debate by default. They concede that you win, that you outmatch the opposition, and declined to debate. All right. I can't read this fucking writing. Yes, it's mine, but I still can't read it. All right. What else is going on in the world? All right, we covered Krasner. We covered Divine Interventions. And we covered Rear End Times. And Left in the Behind. Let's see. And They Know Mr. Scott Isn't Here. And we talked about Bin Laden and the porn. So that can only mean one thing. Play more music. Let's see. Something's Gone Wrong Again is the name of the compilation of all Buzzcocks covers, and that has remained on in the background if it's on loud enough. However, that needs to be off now. We're going to start with a track by the Dickies. It's a live version of their song in which they discuss the subject not only of naming one's genitals, but putting forth the mental exercise of what could happen if your genitals could speak. And yeah, I'm going to give it away in advance. Leonard, the singer's penis, is named Stuart. And this is the live version of If Stuart Could Talk.
This next song is about my faithful servant Leonard's penis. And his name is Stuart. That's right. And when you come to the end of your puny little insignificant post-teenage lives, and the ferryman dangles out his bony appendage, you must be made to answer the question, if Stuart could talk.
Stuck at dark, what was that? What was that? Does anybody out there know that for the first time in American history, the U.S. Army was used in a war operation against the American people?
Yes!
Right near here, up in Humboldt County, about 200 miles north of San Francisco, right near a town called Shelter Cove, get this, 300 to 400 American GIs dressed and fully armed with the automatic rifles, armed for battle, fanned out on maneuvers through the woods, backed up by a dozen Black Hawk attack helicopters. The mountain people up there were frightened out of their wits. They thought there was a war going on, especially the ones who had soldiers kicking in the doors to their cabins and putting guns to their heads in front of their children. Why? Who was the enemy in this war? Not the communists, not Saddam Hussein, not Earth First or even the Spotted Owl. No. The enemy. They called out the army to put down secretly so as few people outside of Humboldt would get alarmed as possible. It wasn't even a person or an army or a terrorist group. It was a plant. The marijuana plant. And they actually did find a few for the GIs to pull up, and then they had to fly in more from the government stash so the pile would look big enough when they lit the bonfire for the network TV news cameras so they could say, yes, another triumph in the drug war. Drug war. War. The American army sent to war against the American people. And we're supposed to feel relieved and secure and protected. Protected from what? A lot of people with more guts than I'll ever have risked their life and limb all last summer at the Earth First Redwood Summer Action up in Humboldt County. They were chaining themselves to redwoods that were three times wider than they were spread-eagled. They were 800 years old as the saws buzzed right over their heads. They stood in the dirt as the bulldozers charged them and stopped right at their toes. Or people waved clubs at them, charged them with logging trucks, shotguns, you name it. All to try and save some of the last unspoiled virgin forest we have left anywhere in this country from being chopped down and made into toilet paper, TV guides, and the Weekly World News. On the other side, the loggers saying, what about our jobs? What about our families? What about our lives? You needed wood and cardboard to make those protest signs. We need fuel. We need paper. It's almost gone. Where are we going to get more? The answer for centuries has been right under our nose. Grow more pot. If we're serious about saving the earth, saving the ozone, and our freedom to go about saving the earth and the ozone, we should start by paying all those dirt poor coca farmers in South America and out of work loggers in Fortuna and Eureka and Midwest family farmers and Rust Belt families too to all get together and grow more pot. Why? Get ready for this. There is a book out. It's called The Emperor Wears No Clothes. The author's name is Jack Harar. It's published by Queen of Clubs. I think there's ads for it in High Times or Normal, National Organization for Reform of Marijuana Laws. They could direct you to one, I'm sure. And in this book, among other places, it is written, before the 20th century, the marijuana plant provided almost all the world's paper, all the world's clothing and textiles, and almost all the world's rope. According to none other than the U.S. Department of Agriculture, you can make four times as much paper from an acre of marijuana hemp plants as you can from an acre of trees. And instead of chopping down all the redwoods in Humboldt County and turning Northern California and Oregon and Washington into Appalachia or the Sahara Desert, if you do it with hemp plants, you can just grow another crop a few months later and make more paper. at 1/4 the cost of making paper from wood pulp and only 1/5 the pollution. The ancient Romans knew this and grew it. Henry VIII made each farmer in Old England grow their share, because they knew if you want the strongest natural fiber there is, you all got to do your part for the king and grow more pot. And we did, too. Guess what Levi jeans were originally made out of? And guess what American flags used to be made out of? And guess what the early drafts of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution were written on? And if that's too unchristian for you, guess what they made Gutenberg and King James Bibles out of? Guess what you can use to power a car? Can get at least 4 times as much cellulose to make gasohol or methanol from hemp stems as he can from a corn stalk, which along with solar energy would be a great way to avoid dying for oil in Saudi Arabia. In the 20s and 30s, most American cars and farm machinery had the option of running on gas or on methanol. Most racing cars still do run on methanol. And George Washington and Thomas Jefferson grew cannabis on their plantations and smoked it, too. In the 1760s in the American colonies, you could even be jailed for not growing pot, because that was part of the key to become economically independent from Britain. Hemp was legal tender in America, a substitute for money, from 1630 clear up until the early 1800s. And hemp seeds are a great source of protein, better than soybeans. And it's cheaper than soybeans, too. Or so says the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Marijuana is legal for medical use in 34 states. Used to treat glaucoma and pain caused by cancer. You can digest more protein out of a hemp seed than a soybean seed. It's even shown some signs of being able to combat herpes. And guess what kind of a parachute Mr. Drug War Junta Man himself, George Bush, used when he bailed out of that bomber in World War II? Hemp was illegal by then, but farmers were briefly ordered to grow it again in this country for the war effort and all, and the U.S. Army had their own stash all along in the colonies and the Philippines. So, how did everything get turned around so damn bad? Doesn't it strike you as a little dumb that we burn oil and choke ourselves and chop down all our trees and ruin innocent people's lives by branding them criminals and throwing them in jails or sending them off to drug camps or taking all their property and selling it before they're brought to trial? In the process, making crack and heroin cheaper and easier to get than pot. Why do we do this when we don't have to? Meanwhile, the police chief of L.A., Daryl Gates, gets front page approval for telling a U.S. Senate committee that pot smokers should be shot on sight. Because smoking pot is treason, because after all, it's illegal. Why was marijuana cracked down on? And why was it done so violently? Well, ready? In 1936, Popular Mechanics magazine hailed the invention of a new machine to process hemp, predicting that marijuana hemp would once again become the world's largest cash crop. This did not sit at all well with people like Hearst Paper Manufacturing, or Kimberly-Clark, or other cutthroat multinationals who happened to have large timber holdings. Didn't sit too well with tobacco barons, for obvious reasons. And it sure as hell didn't sit too well with our old buddies DuPont. Hemp processing uses only 1/5 the chemicals needed to process wood pulp, and DuPont had just patented a new wood pulp sulfide process. And DuPont's patented plastic fibers had just passed up hemp as the number 2 fiber next to cotton, and they wanted to keep it that way. And the last thing the big drug companies wanted was to lose their share of the ever-lucrative disease industry market to more affordable medicine made from marijuana or other natural ingredients because, check this out, you can't own and make money off a patent for medicine in this country unless the medicine has chemicals in it. If it's all natural ingredients, you can't patent it. Maybe that's why we don't have access to a cure for cancer or AIDS, or why the health food store I go to keeps getting harassed by federal authorities for selling herbal medicines. Meanwhile, guess who owns Congress? So, marijuana was outlawed in 1937. And they fanned the racism fires, playing the racism card just like they do when they want to crack down on rock and roll or rap or hip-hop or something like that. They said that smoking marijuana might cause you to fall under the influence of listening to jazz. And I believe it was even said on the floor of Congress that marijuana had to be banned because smoking it might make a black man look at a white woman twice. And let's not forget that U.S. Treasury Department-funded documentary film called Reefer Madness. So marijuana was outlawed as devil weed in 1937. Only 53 years ago, it was legal. Need I say more on why our beloved fearless leaders go out of their way to censor our access to information so damn much? Can you imagine the mass outrage if this kind of stuff ever really got out? And people knew that this so big drug problem they keep reading about and hearing about is being caused by the government themselves? And people knew how easily each one of us individually could turn our ecological and human crisis around without resorting to Nazi bullshit like oil wars and drug wars just by saying no to George Bush? And people knew that the very companies that provide us with such crucial conveniences as Kleenex, paper towels, and junk mail have systematically and brutally rearranged every single one of our lives so that we are literally wiping our ass with our own future. And it doesn't have to be this way. I mean, I'll tell you, I do feel kind of funny saying all this because I used to be a pothead and I hate smoking the stuff and the whole low-energy stoner deadhead vibe that comes with it. But you don't need to smoke pot to realize that the real drug problem in this country is not the drugs. And we can help solve our drug problems, crime problems, environmental problems, even our racial problems, if we say no to George Bush and get together and grow more pot. Ever thought of what a sadomasochistic culture we really have? How much of our emotional pulse really revolves around pain? How many people cling to grim religions based on torture, afraid to break the cycle out of fear of the unknown? It's so much more secure just to hate your own guts. Break down, kneel down, confess, and think of all the horrible things that are going to happen to you if you don't confess. It's a crime to open your eyes. It's a sin to look around and explore too far. Threats from above keep people whipped. Sadomasochism on a stick. And what do we talk about at parties to get attention? Pleasure? Love? We talk about pain. Like showing off the busted leg to the chums in the locker room or at the ski lodge. Or, look at all these gnarly scars I got when I wiped out on my skateboard. War wounds. Pain. The proof of purchase of adventure. I crashed and burned, therefore I am alive. When was the last time you heard someone reminisce about the orgasm?
they had the other day. What kind of reaction do you think they'd get anyway? So far I hear, or say something like that at a department store, it might be, ooh, pervert, guards, take him away. Or in the ever more uptight sectors of our more political than thou underground scene, you might get the reaction, ew, sexist. I mean, I don't agree with a lot of what hip-hop artists like Ice-T or 2 Live Crew or the Ghetto Boys have to say about women, but I do think Ice-T has an interesting point. Imagine what life would be like if we all felt relaxed enough and comfortable around each other that a person of either sex could go up to somebody else of either sex that they secretly found attractive or radiant, lovable, in need of a hug, whatever, you know, male, female, female, male, 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 female, female. Just go up and come right out and say, hey, let's get butt naked and fuck. And if the other person responded by saying, no, I don't want to, it wouldn't be such a big, tense, shattering, horrible, degrading deal because the stakes wouldn't be raised so damn high that rejection wouldn't hurt so bad that the other person couldn't just immediately say, oh, okay, that's fine, let's just be friends then. Sure would eliminate a lot of uptight, stupid games. And that, to me, is why so many artists and rap and rock musicians who deal openly with sex and sexuality are being treated as political subversives. But no, you talk about that stuff just about anywhere today. What do you want to bet that the other people around you would kind of cringe and grow a little uncomfortable, maybe smile and go, hee, 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 hunting frantically in the corner of their eye. Won't someone change the subject to something, anything else? It's just too taboo to talk pleasure in this arena. The person who does receives the pain of being shunned. Thus, the lesson is implanted. Fear is the teacher. Next time, think and feel in ways the others can relate to. Tales of wigging out on drugs won't make other people quite so jealous. Don't fight the current or you could be swept out to sea. Remember what sells versus what is untouchable. Avoid the hurt that comes with feeling icky. Filter your feelings through our orbit of pain.
This is Dr. Greed, and I'm disgusted with all of the shenanigans that is going on in the show. I love ripping patients off and denying services to people with Medicaid, and I am outraged by the perversion on this radio program and the celebration of perversion and masturbation. And now they have me introducing a song by a hot rocker named Jana Perry entitled L.A. Girl.
With that pigtail hair and that affected sway, you can see her coming from a mile away. She's an L.A. girl. The world of girls would be the star of the show, but she makes it so. L.A. girl, take a fall. premiere. Blow your
then with guitars on, plugged into amplifiers, and as their sound rose from the ground, it stoked the flames up higher. Then unto me old Virge Dunn spoke,
"Beelzebub is their king, and if you can above the din, you just might hear him sing.
Beelzebub is us preaching the word. Yes, go forth and multiply the word, my friends. I'm talking to all you fornicators, masturbators, and regurgitators. Oh, yeah, I'm a masturbator hater. I'm a fornicator hater. I am the Right Reverend Beelzebub, and I speak the truth, the word of the big guy. Get a amen! Chop for the Jesus! That's right, my hillbilly flock has become heathens, and some of my people are eating the forbidden swine. Oh, but it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop with pork ribs. Oh, no, pulled pork sandwiches. Or pickle and pimento loaf, my friend. It doesn't start with eating the pork. Some of you motherfuckers out there are laying down with the swine, putting your peckers in pigs, my friends. Lord, can you help us? Lord, God, can you save my people who are fucking pigs right now? Not only are some of y'all laying down with swine, but some of y'all are looking at your kinfolks. I know you live way back up in the hills. I know you take that methamphetamine and it gets y'all confused up in your brain. That's Satan working inside your brain. You live way up in the hills, and you take the methamphetamine, and it gets your brain all confused. And the next thing you know, you're looking at your sister, you're looking at your mama, you're looking at your aunt, and you want to fornicate. You want to masturbate. You want to create incest with family members. Oh, yeah, your cousin is so good looking. She makes your dick hard in Chinese arithmetic. Turns it into a blue-veined, helmeted warrior. Man, that's not God talking. That is Satan. Satan is in your rock-hard blue-veined dick. Lordy, lordy, lordy. You know, some of y'all eat the pork sandwich. Some of y'all pork repent. Some of y'all look at your sister, that's right, and you wanna make the beast with two backs with your own kinfolk. Doing the devil's work of incest, my friend, but it don't stop there. Oh no, it don't stop with sister humping. Some of you men folk out there wanna bone your brothers. That's right, you wanna ride the rump. You can't wait to get to hell. You can't wait to get to HIV. Don't you remember what the good book said, my friend? It wasn't Adam and Steve. It was Adam and Eve.
I'm Scotty Doggy Dutch. Get a loot on the ground. But I'm going to see what I'm going to do. I'm going to do. I'm going to do.
Hi, y'all. This is Dr. Laura Hall, and I want to talk about our sainted tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I Hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own teabagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our tea bags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting tea bagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the tea bagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a runner-up. Sunday, May 22nd, 2011, at VoltaRadio.com, ReverendBookburn.com, and Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All, .net. Our runner-up to Asshole of the Week is all of the T-Psycho, Ayn Rand reading, racist, rabid followers of Michelle Bachmann, who threatened Cherry Hill High School student Amy Myers after she challenged delusional and deranged Michelle Bachmann to a constitutional debate. These rapists and murderers have threatened both rape and murder to Amy Myers, age 16, of Cherry Hill, New Jersey, strictly because she challenged Michelle Bachmann to a debate. She had no chance of winning a debate on the United States Constitution. The T-Psychos who threatened Amy Myers, runners-up to Asshole of the Week. And that means that we need an extra special recipient. One who can even outshine the runners-up. One who is so special as to merit the peak award on tonight's program. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is none other. Oh, where's the No, it's the other paper. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist, for being you and being reasonably functional. Tonight, where's the fart sounds? We need fart sounds for Asshole of the Week, starting with Cheech from Cheech and Chung. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's better. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is Evangelist Howard Camping. Howard Camping is the primary force behind the latest round of End Times Apocalypse Now, The End of the Fucking World, Doomsday Predictions, which, of course, are matched by many others, including larger-scale Christian cults, and every other kind of cult as well. So even though he's not much different, and he's practically not different at all from cult book writer Timothy LaHaye, he is still the primary perpetrator of the propagandist who declared that yesterday, May 21st, 2011, was in fact the end of the fucking world. And no, despite global warming and climate change and nuclear plants and corporate conquest of the world, the job isn't done just yet, and it's probably not going to be fast and instant. It's going to be more of a slow and suffering kind of a thing. And it won't be some, because of some weird animated cartoon character. It'll be at the hands of people who are just as deranged as Howard Camping, the perpetrator of the latest rapture predictions. Howard Camping, you are Asshole of the Week. All right, let's end the fart sounds, please. Thank you. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare, the 2009 version, and the most recent version. Dash Rip Rock did Chariots of Hellfire. Jana Perry did L.A. Girl. Queer for Girls did Star Spangled Hammer. Before that, Reverend Book Burns' animation theme. Sonic Youth did Within You, Without You. From Jello Biafra, two spoken word tracks, Grow More Pot and Lost Orgasm. And that was from Jello's third spoken word CD, I Blow Minds for a Living. And we started off with a live version of the Dickies doing If Stuart Could Talk. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been National Masturbation Month, Maximum Arousal. And we're going to continue that theme into the month of June with two planned guests, and I feel confident enough in both of them to believe that they are going to show up and do the show, both themed Beauty and the Beat Off on June the 5th, part one with Tammy Jean, the beauty queen of Philadelphia, and 2 weeks later on June 19th, Lolo, who was a guest on the last New Year's show. And both have new news, and both are also fundraisers for good causes. So that's coming up June 5th, part one, June 19th, part two. Write to Reverend Bookburn at Rev Bookburn, no period, Rev Bookburn at sjcdc.org. And check out the always updated reverendbookburn.com, which automatically redirects to the new blogspot address, reverendbookburn.com, on YouTube, youtube.com/RevBookburn, on MySpace, myspace.com/ReverendBookburn, on Facebook, where the Facebook police forbid Rev or Reverend to be your first name, the Rev Bookburn, and on the info tab at the same site, a link to Pages and the Reverend Bookburn fan site. We will be back in 2 weeks for part one of Beauty and the Beat Off with Tammy Jean. We're going to thank everybody who has given us fodder for our masturbation endeavors. Regretfully, Mr. Scott had to cancel for tonight, but we still had a lot of fun. And we are going to close with a very special track by the Jenna Torturers, one of my favorite tracks by them, even though it's a cover, from their CD, Machine Love. This is the Jenna Torturers doing their version of I Touch Myself. Good night.
I'm not afraid to die. saying, if you won't sleep with me, I'll still be with you. I'm gonna meet you on the ice cream train. The ice cream train for dark at night. The ice cream train, or I'll go insane. Central Park. Well, don't you want to see me ever again? If not, I'll meet you on the astral plane. On the astral plane, the astral plane, for late at night, the astral plane, or I'll go insane. All right.
is a real groovy apartment you got here.
All government-sponsored recreational services are clean and efficient.
This is exciting. I never blew the tiny chrome-plated machine that looks like a magical pig with marital aid stuck all over it, such as yourself before.
You'll love it. It's a way of life.
Does that mean maybe later you'll fluke me?
If you wish, we may have a groovy orgy.
Just me and you.
I share this apartment with a modified gay pop doll. He goes all the way. Ever tried oral sex with a miniature rubberized homo replica?
No, not yet. Is this him?
This is him. Your wish is his command. He likes you. He wants to kiss you always. Just tell him what you want.
Really? Hi, little guy. Think I might get a tiny but exciting blowjob. Give me that blowjob. Give me that. Give me Dick Romeo. Come on.
Person, I like you. I want to kiss you always.
Jim,
this is great. How's about some bondage and humiliation?
Anything you say, master.
Oh, no, I don't believe it. You're way more fun than Mary.
You're floating too high.
And cleaner than Lucille.
Floating on me.
What have I been missing all these years?
Too hard.
Sigh.
Too hard.
Sigh.
Floating too hard on me.
Speak to me. Oh, no. The golden shower must have shorted out his master circuit. Jeez, jeez. Oh my God. I must have fluked him. Today.
This is the central scrutinizer. You have just destroyed one model XQJ-37 nuclear-powered pansexual auto cloaker, and you're gonna have to pay for it. So give up. You haven't got a chance.
But I can't pay. I gave all my money to some kind of groovy religious guy 2 songs ago.
Come on, Hudson. Between the two of us, we'll find a way to work it out.
You love me, you love back or something. You love me, you love back or something. Those are sebaceous, they go to your head. You like to jerk them alone in your bed. You don't love me, you love bag or something. You don't love me, you love bag or something. There's a scene racing, but I'm not concerned. I can't compete to your tiger beat. Why don't you drag me to your back and the circle? Wrestling, another match I've got. But they never chill to a modern bride. Was it like the fantasy so good, such as our truth? You don't love me, you love back or something. You don't love me, you love back or something. It's an ebony midnight, and I'm all alone. You got time on your hands, and I'm out of circulation. Here's my story, it's sad but true. You can't survive the scripture, no more life from you. You don't love me. You love Magazine.
Fuck yourself with a rubber hose. Stuff it in your mouth and down your throat. Up your nose or in your hiney hole. I don't care where it goes. And it don't matter if you're straight or gay. You should fuck yourself anyway. Now, you don't have to listen to a word I say, but if I know you, you'll be humping away. Fuck yourself in your neighbor's nose. If you can't use that, use a 10-foot pole. Stick it up your ass and go for a stroll. Everyone will know you've been to this show. If you can't take it, eat my stool. Masturbate with some crazy glue. I don't care what you do. Fuck yourself with a garden tool. Fuck yourself with politics. Man, they're so full of fucking shit. You know we've been lied to ever since we were born. It's amazing that we've been getting fucked that long. Fuck yourself with the World Wide Web. Man, you could ride that sucker right from your bed. You may even meet a Tom, Dick, Jane, or a Billy. Then grab onto your motor and fuck
yourself silly.
Arm yourself with your heart and soul. Give it everything you got. Hey, I'm talking to yo. If you can't even fuck yourself, how you gonna fuck someone else?
Fuck yourself with my microphone.
I'll give it to you later when we're all alone. We can turn it up loud and see if you come. But don't get your jizz on my microphone. Fuck yourself with organized religion. Now there is some seriously sinning business. If the Lord sees their pathetic crimes, he'll be fucking them till the end of time. And can somebody explain to me this racism crap? I know it isn't white, but it isn't black. And for those of you who can only see things your way, well, you could suck my dick and take all day. Fuck or your nose with a pound or a blow. Watch your money get up and go. But when you burnt your brain and you say, I don't know, I hate to tell you, but I told you so. Fuck yourself with your grunge rock noise. Stuff those albums in your groin. They come down on me because I know how to play. Hey, fuck you. Fuck yourself with a copy of Rolling Stone. Or are they too holy for your holiest of holes? Now those people think they're holier than Moses. But aren't they just a bunch of fucking posers?
Fuck yourself with your mother's jewelry. Hey,
I won't tell, I ain't a stoolie. If your pound's hard enough, you'll cough up a ruby. Your blood will be rich, and so will your doobie. Fuck yourself with the latest fashion. Your spikes and your hair and those cute little buttons. And if you happen to have some leather and lace, fuck yourself till you're blue in the face. Fuck yourself with your income tax. They're fucking you, and that's a fact. Before you know it, your money's all spent, and you've just been fucked by the government. Fuck yourself with your lawyer friend. Well, you're the only one that's gonna get fucked in the end. I have been so fucked by legal bills that my asshole is the size of Beverly Hills. Fuck yourself with your full-length sweater, with your minks and your diamonds, with your Irish setter, your cash and your trash and your sinks and your drinks. Just fuck yourself so you can't even think. Those of you who enjoy this song, well, thank you, I love you, let's get it on. But for those of you who are totally outraged, fuck yourself with your face.